American composer Glenn Branca is seeking 80 guitarists and 20 bass players for an upcoming performance of his Symphony No. 13, Hallucination City. The performance will be in Dublin on July the 15th at Grand Canal Square as part of the Analogue Festival. And Glenn Branca joins us now from New York to tell us a little bit more about his unique symphony. Glenn, you're very welcome to the 11th Hour.
Thank you very much.
Glenn.
And I'm happy I didn't have to read all that stuff myself. That's very nice of you. Thank you.
It's kind of an old-fashioned word, symphony. When you say symphony, we expect a concert hall and an orchestra. Your 13th hasn't got a concert hall or an orchestra.
Yeah, well, that's sort of the idea. I wanted to put it, it's in the context of the idea of a symphony, except instead of 100 violins and various instruments, we've got 100 guitars and basses, you know. And it's, well, it's a hell of a lot louder than a symphony orchestra. And, I mean, when I used to go to the symphony, I mean, one thing that, you know, I complained about was the fact that it wasn't loud enough. Well, I can guarantee you this symphony is loud, very loud indeed. Now, of course, it's outside, so it's not going to hurt anybody's ears, you know. But as you said, we need more musicians. It's true. You have to be able to read music. You have to be able to understand standard staff notation. And the piece is a bit unconventional because it requires people to change the strings and the tuning of their guitar. But the piece is actually not that difficult to read if you know music. You know, we have two rehearsals on July 13th and 14th. They're each 10 hours long between 11 o'clock and 2100. You know, it's some hard work, but we've done this 5 times in the past now, and it turns out to be almost like a music camp or something. And the performances in every single time we've done this have turned out absolutely beautifully. You know, the music is difficult to play, but not too difficult. There's no virtuoso musicianship involved. But the music, you can't imagine what the music would sound like just from hearing your single part. This music sort of wells up, and in fact, you kind of have the best seat in the house if you're a musician, you know, sitting right in the middle of this sound. I didn't call it Hallucination City for nothing. I mean, you know, I've worked with this concept of, like, acoustic phenomena for a long time, and I think with 100 guitars, this piece gets it better than anything I've ever done.
But do you use 100 guitars as voices? You have baritone, tenors,
right,
altos, basses. We think electric guitar, we think of the Hendrix sustained notes, but that's not quite the style,
oh, right,
is it?
No, there's none of that. There are no distortion devices of any kind. There are no effects boxes at all. I mean, I like a very, well, I shouldn't say a clean sound. I mean, I like to get a nice amplifier overdrive sort of sound. It's very much of a rock sound. But it's really nothing like that. It's a wall of sound kind of thing. It's much more, I don't know, if you took 60s music and kind of took it to the 10th power, it would probably be closer to what I'm doing. And then throw in maybe a little bit of Mahler, a little bit of Bruckner and Wagner, you know, and then you're getting closer to it. But it's nothing like the progressive rock of the 70s or anything like that. It doesn't actually sound like a 19th century symphony in any way. It's very much a 21st century symphony, and that was what the idea was supposed to be.
You've been playing guitar since you were very young, and you've played guitars with stroked with drumsticks. You invented the Manus,
right,
guitar. You've been working on this sound for a long time now.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, certainly since the late 70s, I had a band in New York called Theoretical Girls that was part of the No Wave movement at the time. And it all just kind of came sort of organically. I mean, I was an experimental composer in the mid-70s with my theater group, the Bastard Theater. And at one point, after I had moved to New York, I just couldn't help but finally start a rock band because I loved rock music so much at the same time that I loved jazz and contemporary classical music. And the whole thing just went crazy because there was this immediate audience there. People were dying to hear something different and something new that was coming out of a kind of punk sensibility. And we were the band. And very quickly, me and my friend Jeff Lone, who were doing the band, wanted to push this thing further into more experimental music territory. And before you knew it, I was writing symphonies for large groups of guitars, and the sound was so gorgeous and so beautiful, I just decided to stay there.
You brought in some music for us to hear. What did you bring into us?
Oh, okay. What I brought is, it's a very old piece, in fact. In fact, from the period I was just describing. It's a piece called Structure from a record that was called The Ascension. And one thing that might interest your audience, this was the group that I had when Lee Rinaldo was in the band. And in fact, Thurston Moore would join later, these two guys from Sonic Youth, but this was at a point when we had something called the Ascension Band, and since I know you don't have a lot of time, I've got a 3-minute piece, which is extremely unusual for me to write such short pieces, but it's still a piece that I love and I think is still very indicative of my music. So check it out.
Let's go.
All right.
Well done. But it's got an Eastern sort of feel to it. It's got that gamelan orchestra, you know, a build sort of feel to it. It doesn't sound like guitar music at all, really.
Yeah. A lot of people have said that. That's, you know, kind of what I was after. In fact, there's nothing unusual about... I'm not using an Eastern tuning. I was basically just using a straight tritone all the way through, and I was just kind of experimenting with the idea of using a tritone tuning on that piece.
But Joe, I was reading here about a premiere of a show you did in Aarhus in Denmark, Passion Symphony Number 8, and the Queen was there and all this. But what really interested me was some of the newspaper commentators didn't get the idea and they called it Sound Terror. Does that upset
sound
you?
Sound Terror? Yeah. Oh, I didn't see that one.
Well, I just read it here.
Oh, okay.
Does that upset you when people describe your work as Sound Terror?
Well, I guess at this point in time, I don't want to be thought of as some kind of terrorist, no. But the sound is pretty terrible, I would say, depending on how you look at it. No, I go for an intense sound right from the beginning. In fact, that piece that you just heard is, like, fairly tame compared to most of what I do. I mean, it's a very intense sound. I work with a lot of dissonances and high volume, although it's not even as loud as a death metal gig would be, you know, so it's not like exactly outrageously loud. But it seems loud because I like to work with dissonance, which is what 20th century composers have been doing now for 100 years. And, you know, but to do it in the context of guitars, you know, is a little unusual. The music is, to be honest, vicious and intense, and some people would say difficult, but it's really also very lush and very rich, and the sound is very big, and that's what I'm going for. I mean, the reason why I broke the instrument groups down, you know, into alto, tenor, baritone, bass, etc., is because I wanted to get a symphonic sound. That kind of depth and that kind of lush richness with guitars. And in fact, I think to a great extent this piece achieves that.
Could you just tell us what you want and when you want them for this show so the audience is clear about the invitation?
Yes. Okay. Well, if you're interested in doing this gig and you read music, you should contact me at glenn@glennbranca.com, and that's Glenn with two N's. Or you could just go to the Analog site. That's the name of the series of events, which will be happening at Dublin Docklands Authority, who are one of the producers, as well as Node Productions. The website address where you can register, if you want to go there, is www.analogconcerts.ie. And what will happen is you'll get a detailed info sheet that'll give you all the information you need to know. And if you read that sheet and you decide, well, this is something I think I could do, All you have to do is contact us, and that's my wife, actually. You'll be in touch with her, and she'll send you your parts for the piece. There's no audition whatsoever involved, and this has worked out very well for us in the past. Basically, if the people say they can do it, they're in. Period.
Glenn Branca, thank you very much for being with us in the 11th hour.